in the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 134, The Bible's Promise of Heaven. The biblical concept of heaven as a reward for faithful living here on earth is one of the strongest motivations in the Bible for being a Christian. Perhaps it is no small wonder, then, that the forces of Satan leave no stone unturned in their attempt to deny the existence of such a place. And so, some say, we just create our own heaven or hell in this life. Or, as one religious cult teaches, only 144,000 will enter heaven itself, and that number is all filled up. Everyone else, they say, will have to be satisfied with a reconstituted earth. Many others make other efforts to convince some that this life is all there is. You may as well enjoy it, for it's all the reward you'll have. But is the Bible really clear on the subject? Does it truly teach the literal existence of a heaven as an eternal home for the faithful? Let's look into God's Word and see. First, the existence of a reward of some kind beyond this life for God's faithful is described in the Scriptures too often to deny. Revelation 14:13 says, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord." Jesus explained why that is true when he promised in John 14:2-3, not long before his death on the cross, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." He said in Luke 18:29-30, "There is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come, life everlasting." He said in Revelation 2:10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Then the Apostle Paul affirmed his confidence in that promise when he said, speaking of his own death, "I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." 2 Timothy 4, 6-8. But where are we to live out that reward? Well, the Bible doesn't give a geographical location, nor could it, since heaven is a spiritual place. But we know it's not going to be here on earth, reconstituted or otherwise. For Peter says in 2 Peter 3:10 that in that last day the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. We, if we're faithful Christians, will be where God is after we die. For the book of Revelation, in describing that place of reward, says, among other things, that we shall see God's face. Revelation 22:4. Also, read chapters 21 and 22 for a complete description of that dwelling place of God and the dwelling place of all faithful followers of his after this life. Blessed, indeed, are all those that die in the Lord. These promises are ours, and not all the forces of hell can take them away from us. Let the Bible's promise of heaven motivate you to live this life in harmony with the will of Christ, revealed by the New Testament, so that you can, at your death, go home to be with God for an eternity of happiness. You have God's word on it.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.